Louise. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, this is an interesting story, and thanks for talking to us, because the latest unemployment figures were released just a few days ago, shows that those out of work here risen to 8.4%. Now, to be fair, from memory, that it's up, but it's not up a lot, right?
Yeah.
The numbers of people claiming unemployment benefit, it's up here too. 68,400 people signing on in March. And you're 22, Louise. I wanted to talk to you today because you've been out of work since October last year. What's your story? How difficult has it been for you?
Well, I graduated in June, just past, in 2012. And then started, I had work from September to October just for a month doing admin work. And then after it finished, I started applying for loads of different kind of jobs, like long-term legal trainee jobs. I applied for a couple of jobs in England. I was applying for Christmas sales jobs, all sorts of admin and clerical jobs. But most of them, you even get a reply to your application.
Have you an education? Have you qualification? Of course you have an education. Have you qualifications?
Yeah, well, I've got like 10 GCSEs and 3 I levels and a law degree. So,
you have a law degree?
Yeah. So I was like applying for legal traineeships as well, like, and then applying for loads of other jobs in between. But I think you kind of get into the trap of either being too overqualified for certain jobs, and so they look at your CV and think that person will never stay, will not bother interviewing them, or else you get jobs that you are qualified for. You probably don't have enough experience compared to other people because there's just so many people in the pool of applicants.
You had 20 applications in, 15 didn't even reply, something like that?
Yeah. A lot of interviews as well you go to, and they clearly got so many applications that they haven't read your CV before you show up. So you end up spending like hours and hours redrafting your CV to try and like make the main points stick out, or like filling in 15-page application forms, and then you don't even get a response. So it just gets a bit frustrating after a while.
Do you know, I was about to talk about frustration because I remember when I wanted into the BBC. We're coming back a long time here now, right? And I couldn't get in. And I remember sitting in my bedroom and I minded to say I was crying. I was certainly so frustrated that I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be in the media. I knew I wanted in the door somewhere. And I couldn't get a break anywhere. And just that frustration when you're young of you know what you want to do and you can't get that first break.
Yeah. Well, it's whenever you're at school, all the way through school, the teachers always say, if you work hard, then you'll get where you want to be, you'll get into university, and then you go to university and they say, right, if you work hard, you'll get your degree and you'll get your job. And then you graduate and there are no jobs for you to get.
And some of these people have told you that you're overqualified.
Well, not in so many words, but a lot of them, there was a couple of jobs I applied for a couple of months ago and then didn't get shortlisted for interview, even though I filled all the criteria, and then when you asked for feedback, they said, oh, we weren't looking for a graduate for that position.
So sell yourself, Louise, and tell me what you can offer an employer.
I think I have lots of transferable skills. I'm good with people. I have good presentation skills. I'm hardworking. I'm good at creative things. I can work on my own initiative. I'm part of a team.
But those are, and look, I'm giving you a wee bit of a hard time here. But those are kind of stock answers that you're kind of told to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to stand out from the rest, tell me how you're doing that.
Well, I've applied for stuff that, like, literally any kind of job under the sun. So if I'm restricting myself to certain types of jobs, I'm literally applying for pretty many kind of job out there, and then trying to use any skills that I have from other stuff, any extracurricular stuff I've done or all the voluntary work that I've done to try and convince employers that even if you don't have experience in that for that particular job, that you have all the kind of relevant skills you've acquired through other means.
So you're at the stage that you'd do any job now?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I was applying for like sales jobs and reception jobs even, just so as to get some money together for the, like, just to live for now, but I'm not even getting any responses from them a lot of the time.
So what are you going to do?
Well, currently I'm on a Steps to Work program.
Is it any good?
Well, this one is quite good because it's six months long, so 3 months training and 3 months placement. So the placement aspect hopefully will help you get your foot in the door, or else the kind of training that you've done will either give you directly relevant skills or either transferable skills you can apply to stuff in the future. But it seems a lot better than some of the other ones, like that girl who's working in Poundland and stuff that you hear in the news. Seem a bit pointless.
Yeah. Have a listen to Jordan this morning. Morning, Jordan.
Morning.
What's the same? How old are you, Jordan? Louisa's 22. How old are you?
I'm 24.
What's your crack then? What's your situation?
Well, I used to be in the army, and I was in the army for over 3 years, and I might have been now about 3 years. It'll be difficult to try and find work since I left, but last year.
But you applied for what? How many jobs did you apply for in the last year, since last summer?
At least between 50 and 60. No bother.
Really?
Yes. I was, filling application forms every day. And trying to get some sort of work. I was applying for all sorts of different variety that was available. And
and what were they saying? Were you getting many responses? Why were they turning you down? Have you any idea?
No idea. That was the real hard part. I got about 3 or 4 responses saying I've been unsuccessful. I got 2 interviews, but I heard nothing from anybody else, and it was difficult because I sort of wanted to know why I wasn't getting, any opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, I was able to work then through family this year. That's sort of kind of, it's been part-time work, I suppose.
So you cracked it?
Well, thankfully, yes, but I suppose it wasn't really through. I'd have to go through the same sort of process, application forms. It was a bit of a nightmare, but thankfully I got something. But I tried to do other different things and have wee bits of businesses of my own to try and generate some money, but it's been difficult.
Is it soul-destroying wanting to work and not being able to?
Well, it is. It's very difficult, like I'm married and, trying to provide for your family. It can be very, very difficult because I've always been working since I was 14. And then just, ever since the last couple of years, it's been very difficult, and I really enjoy work. And so it has been. It was very hard, yeah.
Soul destroying for you, Louise?
Yeah, well, I was away at university and I've ended up having to move back home because I just can't afford to live anywhere else, really. Yeah.
You see, the reason I wanted you two on today is this is what Northern Ireland should be about. When I talk often this programme about, as a society, as a community, what should some of our priorities be? And we often get diverted, don't we? And we often get distracted and we're arguing about issues that we have created ourselves, or we're arguing about violence on the streets. And the reason I get really frustrated when I see that happening to Northern Ireland is that there are real issues and real people like yourselves where all of our focus should be on health, education, employment. And I would just love Northern Ireland with the momentum, with the power that we have when we come together. What are the big ideas to be creating employment for people like you? I'm going to sound like an old fella now, but the next generation, what are we doing to excite people like you, to create opportunity for you? And I do in this climate, and I think people know what I'm saying here that are maybe of my age or a little bit older, I feel sorry for 20-year-olds now because there isn't as much opportunity and you're in the depth of a recession and it's so, so difficult for you. It really is. Like, have you any idea what Northern Ireland could do to make it slightly better, Jordan? I know that's a difficult question because I don't know the answer, but have you any idea?
It is very difficult, but because it does seem to me like it was good to see whenever Peter Robinson, the Deputy Minister, went over to Brazil and trying different things, came over a job opportunity. We do seem to be trying.
Yeah, but look what happened. There's a case in point. Look what happened. They went over to Brazil. They argued that they were trying to get job opportunities, and they were, you know, they were plastered all over the papers for how much did they spend going.
Well, I know, I understand on that there, but you know, it is, Northern Ireland, it is seems to be very difficult to try and get going. I know I've heard people saying that Northern Ireland are surviving on a false economy because of the amount of money that's been pumped in for like peace money and grants and this. So it would be good to try and get manufacturing back going again, but it still seems to be very difficult to try and for any solution.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much, Louise. Nice to talk to you. Jordan, thank you. It's really important to be talking to people like you, just to give us a reminder for those of us who are in work of what we shouldn't be taking for granted, and also a reminder of how many people are out there. And they're, you know, we often talk about welfare, and then when we talk about welfare, inevitably in a phone-in show, we talk about people who don't want to work and people who are getting benefits who don't want to work. There's a couple of young people who are desperate to work and have been fighting to work, and just how difficult it is to get a job.